Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and to listen to God. Acts chapter 28, verses 30 and 31. For the next 2 years, Paul lived in Rome at his own expense. He welcomed all who visited him, boldly proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, and no one tried to stop him. Paul's journey to Rome was an amazing adventure. It was a long and difficult journey during which he and his companions survived a shipwreck. We would love to know far more details, but now, in these final verses of the Acts of the Apostles, we find Paul settled into a house in Rome. We're informed that he was guarded by a soldier, and so he was being kept under what we would normally call house arrest. However, he was clearly given considerable freedom, and wonderfully, he was able to continue his ministry. There was no keeping Paul down. The book of Acts began with a small, frightened and confused group of Jesus' followers waiting in Jerusalem. Jesus gave them instructions to take the good news to the ends of the earth, but that seemed impossible at the time. The 28 chapters of this amazing book have told the way in which it became a reality. It was all through the power of the Holy Spirit. The journey was a tough one, and the opposition was often violent and intense. But the good news continued to be spread, and now, at last, we find Paul in the great city of Rome at the heart of the Roman Empire. From humble beginnings in Jerusalem, there were now vibrant Christian communities in many countries and vast numbers of believers. This should be a great encouragement to us all. There were many times of difficulty and discouragement along the way, but God was at work and his word was fulfilled. As we face our own struggles and problems, we can be confident that God's Holy Spirit will strengthen us and direct us. Let me pray with you. Lord God, in our weakness, fill us with the power and wisdom of your Holy Spirit today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.